Heavy rain and strong winds have been battering coastal provinces in Vietnam as Typhoon Kajiki made landfall after moving west through the South China Sea. More than 500,000 residents have been evacuated and schools and public buildings have been converted into temporary shelters. Our Vietnamese reporter in the region, Sen Nguyen, told me more.
The eye of the storm is predicted to move further inland in a few hours. So I think that people will start seeing much stronger rains. At least 500,000 people have been evacuated. So I think the government has been trying to do as much as they can to minimize the human impact. Right now, there are concerns that there would be river levels rising above the acceptable amount. And so people are concerned about how long the water will retreat after the storm. And there will also be risk of landslides in at least 400 communes across six provinces in Vietnam. And so I think a lot of people will be worried about the aftermath of how it will affect their livelihoods in these provinces.
So they've evacuated 500,000. Do you know if there are plans to evacuate more and if, you know, a lot of properties have been boarded up and airports and schools closed?
Yeah, so there hasn't been news that more people will be evacuated at this moment, but flights have been cancelled in affected provinces like Thanh Hóa and Quảng Bình. At this very moment, I think the government is trying very hard to show sympathy, especially when the impact of Typhoon Yagi last year is still being felt right now.
Yes, tell us about that typhoon, because that caused quite a lot of damage, doesn't it?
Yeah, so one big difference between Typhoon Kajiki and Typhoon Yagi is that Typhoon Yagi happened in many northern provinces, and so not so much in central Vietnam. And people in central Vietnam are actually more accustomed to living through many seasons of storms where they are. So people are more aware, more alert, and they know what to do. Whereas for many provinces in the north, that's not necessarily the case. And so a lot of people were caught off guard, especially given the intensity of Typhoon Yagi. And that was the worst one we saw in 30 years. And there have been predictions that the wind powers of Typhoon Kajiki can be as powerful as Typhoon Yagi. But because of the preparation, there are hope that it will be less damages, but it's too soon to say right now.
Sen Nguyen. Now to Australia.